So universal basic income is a radical economic policy that's been floated around for many years now, over 30 years, which basically proposes to split meeting people's basic needs and the work in which they are engaged, which to me resonates quite similarly with Orwell's ideals that the basic needs of everybody will be met and that they'll be able to take up their work as a yoga without having to think about work as a financial, as a means for financial ends.
Basic income, as it says here, is a periodic cash payment unconditionally delivered to all on an individual basis without means test or work requirement. This is a definition of basic income by BN, the Basic Income Earth Network, the Congress of which we attended right before here, and then we came here to show the same things, basically.
So recently, myself and a group of five other Orwellians attended the conference, the annual Congress of BN, which is the Basic Income Earth Network. And we met lots of basic income activists and researchers, and I was invited to present on Orwell's unique socioeconomic model, because many of us see the parallels both from the basic income side and from the Orwell side.
I think basic income is the only vision I've heard about that can actually change the world. We do need to have a change now. We've gone so far. We have to find something new. It's not going to be able to continue. All around the world, it's fear is growing, poverty is growing. We need to move forward. We need to have the right to live just because we are human. We have the right to share all the resources. It belongs to us, it belongs to the earth, and it should be there to share. Money is not a problem.
Is it financially feasible? I think Antonis said it correctly. We actually know in our hearts we can do this. We can actually give everyone in the world some level of dignity. We don't need hundreds of millions of people starving, which is what's happening right now, and it's increasing. And we've got an aim of $10 a month for every single man, woman, and child on this planet. And why do we include children the same? Because we don't think it's welfare. We don't think it's an alternative to employment. We think it's a birthright.